Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. And now, play ball. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline strikes out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt takes first base on ball four. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Romano reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cline who is chasing the ball. Powell reaches third base with a triple. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to home to get Powell. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Triandos moves to second. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. One out. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Adair moves to third. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Francona reaches second base with a double. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona moves to third. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Triandos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Ramos covering, for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramos strikes out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-2 in the game. Luplow hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0-for-1 in the game. Estrada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair bunts towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. Estrada moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Brandt hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkland. The throw from Triandos and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkland, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Kirkland steals home. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Held takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Held. The throw from Triandos and he is safe. Held steals second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle is walked intentionally. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hobie Landreth now catching. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cline hits a line drive towards the mound. Estrada reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 3 in the game. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Barry Sheetrany pinch hits for Chuck Estrada. Barry Sheetrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheetrany hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheetrany for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adair. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Adair steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Adair moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Romano strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Held strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landreth for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Ron Hansen. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Orioles, 3. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Marv Breeding now playing second base. Jerry Adair now playing shortstop. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Dillard pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillard. The throw from Landreth and he is out, Adair applying the tag. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Klein hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adair hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Luplow hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a fly ball towards right. Brandt settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Brandt. Francona moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kirkland is walked intentionally. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Francona scores. Kirkland moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Landreth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Gentile strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.